This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The other big deal of this week, the today deal, as it were, was, of course, the Iranian nuclear agreement. 80 million Iranians are awaiting relief from Western sanctions as a part of that deal. Now, it's not like they've been cut off from U.S. goods the whole time. Those goods can be had just at steep markups through indeterminate middlemen. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, Iran's younger consumers have a lot more on their minds and wish lists than just cheaper iPhones.
Iran today is young.
Half of Iran's population is less than 30 years old.
That's Hossein Bostani with the BBC's Persian service. Iran today is highly educated. Half of 18 to 24-year-olds get college degrees. More women than men, incidentally. Iran today is also frustrated.
After going out of the universities, they expect to find the good jobs, but it is very difficult for them to find good jobs or jobs at all.
Young people are hanging a lot on sanctions relief and the investment it could bring. Kevin Harris is a professor of sociology at UCLA.
They believe that European investment and maybe even American investment will upgrade the economy.
For U.S. and European companies, Iran represents a market for imports currently dominated by Asian companies. Fibors Gadar is a senior advisor at CSIS.
The GDP of Iran is twice that of Greece, and the population is seven times that of Greece. Much, much younger, much more entrepreneurial, much more willing to buy stuff.
But here's the risk. If foreign businesses don't trust that this deal will last, they won't invest. They'll just sell stuff to Iran.
For fast, risk-free cash.
This is according to Ibrahim Mohseni, research associate at the University of Maryland.
And if this happens, there is going to be a rise in unemployment.
Without foreign investment, cheaper foreign products would displace Iranian ones. People would lose work, and that young, highly educated Iran can add some other demographic tags, disappointed and angry. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.